And welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We are giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Sundays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday mornings at 1 a.m. streaming live at richarddugan.com. And we are also on SoundCloud, iTunes, Twitcher, I believe it is. We're working on some others as well, but we're going to get there, and we're very excited about having you with us. You can go to our radio shows page, too, believe it or not. We have the programs there, all of them, going back 11 and a half years, actually almost 11 and a half years. And in the last year, since our 10th anniversary program, we've been able to bring you five different interviews every week. And three, what am I saying? Five. We are on three times a week. Okay, so we ask you to go to the radio show's page, listen to the interviews. If the interview is longer than an hour, and how are you going to know that? Unless you go to the radio show's page or the podcast locations to listen to the entire interview, we encourage you to do that. Also, we are going to be linked to our guest's website. We'll give you that address shortly so that you can continue your evolutionary process and grow and change and become the person that you want to be, that you were meant to be. If you'd like to support this radio broadcast, we are certainly open to that. We are grateful for everyone who has contributed up to this point. We are not a nonprofit, making that very clear, so just be advised. Any support you can give us is greatly appreciated. Nonetheless, so we'll take energetic support as well. So join us here on the program, and whether it's the radio broadcast or the podcast, we are thankful that you are with us. We're also thankful that we have a very special guest here on the program who's going to share with us, I think, something. The apps are coming out of the walls. They're just oozing everywhere, we've got one that we want to talk about, which I think is really unique. I have actually installed it on my phone. And I'm glad that I did, because it actually gives me something that, I suppose you could get it at a lot of different places, but this is kind of fun. It gives you a little notification, depending upon the settings, once, twice, three times a day. And it's called the new Vibe app. And I think it's a lot of fun from the standpoint that it allows you to basically get information from all kinds of different folks. And with us here on the program is Bill Gladstone, who is joining us phone line. And we're thankful so much that you have us with us and have us with you, you with us. The Vibe app I find very interesting. I thought it was fairly easy to install, to run. It's not a high-end, expensive kind of thing, which is nice. Because I know a lot of them can get kind of pricey. This one also has, instead of needing more than one app, one for affirmations and then one for meditation, you've got this all incorporated in one thing. Thanks for joining us.
I was approached because I represent some of the top authors in the world today, people like Eckhart Tolle and Neil Donald Walsh, Barbara DeAngelis, and many, many others. And when I was presented with the concept, I realized that this was just a wonderful opportunity for many of my authors to share their books and their wisdom with a very large audience that doesn't necessarily want to read full books. And, I just thought the Vibe app was such a great idea and something that is necessary in today's world. So I really do have pretty much of an altruistic approach to this. I don't have a financial interest in the company itself, and I'm really just promoting the Vibe because I believe in it. And the reason I believe in it is, I think what you said earlier, you can get all kinds of very short, they're intended to be no more than 100-word snippets, and they can be on any topic. So if you're needing an affirmation, you're needing something about mindfulness, you're needing something about, making decisions, there's going to be something, and there's a great variety. We have different channels on the Vibe, so you can choose, if there's one particular author that you really are into, like a lot of people just love Neil Donald Walsh, Conversations with God, you can just go to Neil's channel. But we also have the Waterside channel, in which we feature every 2 to 3 weeks, we switch different authors. So we are getting some of the newer authors, people like Mark Gober, whose new book, An End to upside down thinking is creating quite a sensation that is focusing on a new way of looking at the origin of consciousness. So there's all kinds of topics that will intrigue people, and it's really so simple and inexpensive that my hope is that the vibe actually raises the vibration of our planet. It seems sort of grandiose, but it's possible.
Well, I've often joked with people when they say, "Well, what is it? You know, what do you want to do with your life? What do you want to do with this program?" And so, well, I want to change the world. Well, yeah, that's a monumental thing. Well, you start small and you work your way up. And by the way, we've had Mark on the program to talk about his book and the work that he's doing. So probably had a number of the folks that you have within this particular app. And it not only is it 100 words or less, but then if you scroll further down, there's actually a synopsis of that, and I like that as well. As a matter of fact, I would jump to that first, especially if I was in the middle of something, walking through the office or something, and I just needed a little shot in the arm, so to speak, or shot in the soul.
Yeah, well, and that's you know, we're realists. We're living in this crazy world today where, you know, you've got too much to do no matter who you are. There's so much to do. And so, you know, yes, it's nice if you can set aside 20 or 30 minutes and do a meditation or take a nice walk on the beach or in the mountains if you live up in the mountains. But that's not so easy to organize. But 30 seconds, I think we can all find 30 seconds. Do it on your way to the job, you say, whatever. Mm-hmm. And a little shot of positive energy goes a long way. I mean, you could think of it, you know, as actual energy coming into you, because realistically it is. And, you know, we kind of poo-poo it, but it's important. I mean, you know, just growing up as a kid, when your parents say, you know, positive things to you, you feel great. Well, this is kind of like having your parents in your pocket, and you can always get something positive, you know, to perk you up.
Well, it is, I think it's something that people should look into because we can all use all the help that we can get. I say that all the time. The website, by the way, if you wanted to look this up, is called vibe.me. That's vibe.me. And it takes you to the website, gives you all kinds of wonderful little explanations. And then, of course, you can, if you're doing this on your mobile device, you can scroll down to the place where you can then install the app from whether it's an Apple or an Android device. And as I said, I've installed it and I've been having a lot of fun with it. And you sort of get to meet a lot of these people that you probably would not ordinarily get to meet. Basically, gives you the opportunity, as it says on the website, to upgrade your consciousness. And I'm thinking, using computer terminology, that maybe it's time for us to upgrade to 3.0. You've alluded to it, it's getting harder and harder to stay focused on what's really meaningful, if you will, or our purpose in life, or the tasks at hand, that we get into that zone and we lose all sense of time and space, and we're just having the grandest of times. And then you're bombarded left and right, not only at work, but at home, and if you're in your car. I mean, I had an incident not long ago where I was in a little fender bender, and I had an interview at 8:30, and this happened at 8:00. And the first thought that went through my mind is, I'm going to miss the interview. Okay, no problem. And the real irony is, this gentleman I've scheduled more than once, and we haven't been able to knock this interview out. So I'm thinking, oh, great. I finally contacted him, said, hey, this is what's happened. I'll be in touch, blah, blah, blah. And I've also taken the philosophy that anytime an interview is difficult to nail down, it's going to be a good one. So this one I'm going to do with this gentleman is probably be pretty good. But there's that distraction. I guess I learned enough from the quotes from the vibe as I was going from day to day that I was actually able to move through that being shaken up suddenly at 8:00 in the morning. To shift to making sure that the other gentleman was okay, and we were both fine. The cars took the brunt of it, and working through the process of trying to not push the process forward so that I could get to my interview. That was, I knew that was not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But to become part of the process, as the phrase goes, to stay out of my emotions at that point, you know, if I'm that upset and I need to have a good cry, let's wait until a little later. Let's stay focused here, you know, and then I got this insight, this intuitive thought. You need to walk up to this gentleman. You need to extend your hand and thank him, or not so much thank him as say to him, I'm glad that we're both okay now. And I did say this to him. I said, now go and have a better day than you're having now, because I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
And I did this in front of the police officer because I, you know, wanted to make sure that, that he knew that even though I was not at fault, this gentleman pulled out in front of me from a driveway. You know, it's like this is a small town I live in. I'm going to come across this guy somewhere along the way. And there's absolutely no reason why there should be this, you know, agitative energy, if you will, or aggressive energy. We need to calm it down. We say, hey, this stuff happens. And these are just things.
I applaud you on keeping your equanimity in that situation. I had something similar happen, but it was actually a fraudulent planned fender bender.
Oh,
where
my
someone
gosh.
Secretly pulled up in a car lot in front of the grocery store, the Whole Foods where we are in Del Mar, and planted their car so that they would get hit. And it, and fortunately, I was, you know, going less than 5 miles an hour, so, you know, it was like I, you know, got out and looked at it and, you know, saw no damage of any kind. But he said, oh, well, we need to exchange all the information, da-da-da-da-da. I did all that. And then as I drove away, I saw, and he had had somebody limping, at, you know, with him, who he said, oh, and this person was injured, and da-da-da-da-da. I'm trying to make a big deal about it. I'm like, 5 miles an hour, he was injured? I don't know. I don't get. Anyway, as I'm driving out of the parking lot, I see this supposed injured friend of his scurrying along, fleeing the scene because he obviously didn't want to be part of the scam. Anyway, a few days later, I get all this, you know, photographs of damage to the car, and, you know, I turned it all over to my insurance people, and they said it's just a scam. But I can understand how when you're in a fender bender, I mean, I was in a high state of agitation. I mean, it's not a fun thing.
No.
And, you know, then I was in an even higher state of agitation when I found out I was being scammed. So, you know, we don't live in a perfect world, and not everybody out there is honest and you know, balanced. So you do have to keep your wits about you. So one of the things I like about the vibe is it's not just about, you know, how to always be positive. It's also some practical advice about how to deal with adversity, because we're going to have adversity no matter what we do. I mean, in the big picture, this was relatively small. This week, my family is actually dealing with a lot of adversity. We have 4 children and grandchildren who live in the Malibu area. And
oh, man.
One of their homes has burned to the ground. Hmm. The other 3 had to evacuate. One for sure is not going to have any power or water for several months. We don't know about the other 2 yet. You know, things happen. And, you know, what we did as a family is we just had everybody come down to our place, and we kind of had an early Thanksgiving just being thankful nobody was actually harmed physically. So, you know, these are some of the reasons why I think the vibe is such a powerful, easy, inexpensive solution to just getting through everyday life, because we never know what challenges we're going to be presented with. Life is full of challenges. No matter how wonderful your life is, there's going to be challenges. And it helps to have a broader context and to be able to access some of the great thinkers and visionary leaders who we've been able to convince to have their works available through the vibe. So we're very, really pleased, you know, to be involved with the vibe.
Well, I have to say, too, that it's there's a part of me that when I first saw this and I was thinking, you know, this is kind of counterintuitive to what I really want to do, and that is throw my phone in the ocean. Okay. But at the same time, I've been talking with a lot of different people on this program. And, you know, we talk about technology. We talk about, you know, how it's just, you know, it's inundated us. Or actually, it hasn't inundated us. We have allowed it to just, you know, sort of take over our lives. You know, you have your phone by your bedside, and how often are you checking for messages, emails, texts, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, and I mean, we've even talked about, device-free weekends, for example. Where, you know, everybody's phone is going into this box, and we're locking it, and we'll open it up Monday morning. You know, and if
I think that's a great idea. I mean, even if you're subscribing to the Vibe, you can take 2 days of vacation from the Vibe.
Sure, sure.
I think that you want to develop healthy habits, and you know, if you use, you know, I don't see how, you know, if you're a normal person, you can avoid your phone and your technology. You know, regular basis, but 2 days a week, I think, makes sense. You know, so much of our lives now does revolve around the information we can get. I mean, basically, your little smartphone is now more powerful than the most powerful computer that existed back when they created the computers that took up an entire room. So, and with the internet, of course, and the access to the information itself, it's something that, you know, didn't even exist until the 90s. So it's quite amazing when you think about, you know, the good aspects of the technology.
Yeah.
You know, I've played my own role in sort of advancing the technology. But all that said, and all the positive of the technology, there's also a big, big negative. And we need to start allocating technology-free zones, technology-free time, because we're here to use the technology, not to be used by the technology. And if you start analyzing the way these big companies are making billions, if not trillions of dollars, by addicting us to specific uses, you do need to be careful. The Vibe is not addictive in that way, and even if it were, it's not a bad one because it's, you know, 30 seconds, 2 minutes a day,
yeah.
and very low cost, and
yeah.
it's not going to lead to you know, overuse. But you do have to be careful about the technology, and I applaud you for instituting weekend-free technology.
Oh, no. I said those were suggestions that were made in the
interviews. Oh, you couldn't do it.
I haven't. but I will tell you this. I have found ways. Now, this is what was a kind of an ironic moment. Before I got the smartphone, and this was several years ago, and it was after we had moved here, and, of course, our radio station went online, you know, streaming and so forth. And the thing that was interesting was that I would go into my studio, get on my computer, and I would check emails, and I would do what I needed to do. And my wife is in the other room. She's watching TV. You know, she's wondering, well, where'd you go? Well, you know, what happened to you, and so forth. And you know, so, well, I was doing this, that, or the other thing, checking emails and so on and so forth. And so I basically went through that process, and then I got the smartphone, and I thought, oh, this is going to be great, because now I don't have to leave the room. All I have to do is pick up the phone, and I can now check all of this stuff right there, and then put the phone down, and boom. And so now I do that, and she wants to know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as if I'm doing something nefarious. And it's like, well, I'm just checking. I just got a text from a guest who says they can't make it and they're canceling, or changing the contact information, whatever the case might be, or an email, or I just got a phone call, a text from someone at the station saying there's a problem and I need to log in and blah, blah, blah. And again, beautiful thing is I can do it right there while laying in the bed watching the TV, take care of the problem, then shut everything down and continue on with the evening.
Okay, but I actually side with your wife because we have the problem in reverse. Sometimes my wife will be checking her emails because she gets a lot of texts. I've kind of let people know I don't want people to text me because I have to put on glasses to read the text, and I don't want to do that. So just send me emails, and, you know, when I get to my computer, I'll answer them, but, you know, I'm not going to look at text. But anyway, she has better eyesight and does her texting. And, It's not so much that you think they're doing something nefarious, but if you're watching one of your shows together, you want to be sure she's paying attention so that you can share the moment, because it's more about, you know, your relationship with your family, and it is difficult. I mean, in your case, obviously, if you have work and, you know, you're actually saving time by looking at that email now while you're together, that can be positive. But I do encourage you to think about it. I mean, if you're going to be doing something, even if it's passive and you're watching something together, you're together and you're sharing energy. And that's kind of the rationale behind the vibe. It's all about energy. And you need to start monitoring your energetic exchanges with your environment and with those that you are most close to.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. My wife actually made the comment to me. She said that she says, I want off the grid. And I said, well, then I'm going to have to quit my job because to go for me to go off the grid means that I won't be able to use my smartphone. I won't be able to use the technology that's available.
Well, it's all about balance.
That's true. That's true.
We're actually working on a brand new book with one of my other clients called Doobie Doo. And it's really about the balance between doing, being, doing. And it goes for everything. It's, you know, balance with your family, balance with your work, balance with your use of technology, balance with your diet, balance with your athletic activities. You know, balance is the key. It's we had an author way back, one of the first authors I ever published, and it was, he wrote a book called Health is a Question of Balance. And, you know, you can't overemphasize how important balance is. And the Vibe app is one of the best ways I know to get people to get into balance.
Mm. Well, Bill Gladstone's my guest. We're talking about the app, The Vibe. And again, it's available at the App Store, depending upon your platform. It's not necessarily, and I'm at this a question to you, Bill, it's not necessarily available where you can have it on your PC. It's primarily for mobile devices, correct?
Yes, it's for mobile devices. Though I have to say, I'm not involved with the technology side of this company.
Right.
I'm just the content side, so they may be working on something, so that could be available on your computer. I don't know what the future holds there, but yeah, initially it's an app, it's a phone app, and you know that's where the market is, and that's where people are spending most of their time. If you actually look at iPhone sales compared to computer sales, it's like not even close. Everyone has a phone, and a lot of people are starting to sort of get rid of their computers. It's just not that important anymore.
Mm. Now, you are also quite an accomplished author. You've worked with a lot of different folks, including Jack Canfield and alike and so forth. You've also produced some films, and you also have your own television program, Inside Wellness, the series Soul Healing Miracles with Dr. and Master Shaw. Is that how that's pronounced?
That is correct. Yes, I really have spent a lot of time with Dr. Master Shaw. He's an amazing healer. He's based in Toronto, Canada, originally from China. And he's developed a technique of non-traditional healing that was so fascinating to me that I actually wrote a book about him called Miracle Soul Healer. And I investigated and found out that he, in fact, has healed people from very serious illnesses, including cancer, and was able to document it. And, I wasn't able to interview the thousands of people that have actually been healed by him, but I interviewed at least two or three dozen, and I did it in a way where, I have a degree from Harvard in medical anthropology, so it was really a rigorous investigation because I was skeptical. And much to my delight, really, he checked out, and he's the real deal. And what's most interesting to me about Dr. Shaw is not only is he able to heal, because we have other cases of amazing healers, John of God, and there's many others, but Dr. Shaw has actually been able to teach over 5,000 people how to use his techniques to heal others. So it's really an amazing organization that has probably healed hundreds of thousands of people throughout the world. So, we did a series of 12 television shows together. I think they were aired on PBS. I'm not sure, if they're available now. But fascinating individual. I encourage people to, you know, particularly if you have any health issues. Actually, it makes me think we should need to get Dr. Sean the Vibe.
Absolutely.
I need to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we got to get him.
Because I tell you what, the phrase is, if you have your health, you have everything, or if you don't have your health, you don't have anything, lots of other different health-related phrases. And I think that's true. And it's kind of hard to focus on self-inquiry and raising one's consciousness or vibration, if you will, when you're just not feeling good, I got to tell you. And I mean, it's like a couple of days ago, I was feeling great. I mean, I was out there, I was walking. And the other day, I had to go to the grocery store and I didn't want to drive the vehicle. It's a big F-150 truck, which I've never driven. I've never driven these kinds of trucks before. And here in Santa Barbara, as you know, as well as a lot of places in California, except for Los Angeles and the big cities, they're not designed for these big vehicles. And I don't want to risk another one of these incidents where I end up hitting somebody. So I left the vehicle and I walked to the store. Well, that evening, lo and behold, my knees were hurting because I had walked so vigorously. Now, I don't usually walk with such intensity, which is different from intent. And so now, you know, my knees, they're a little sore, you know, and I'm, oh, man. And it's kind of hard to focus. And yet I love getting out and walking. I absolutely am. When the joints aren't feeling good and I can't get out there and I can't walk down to the beach, that is so frustrating. It is the height of I couldn't even describe how difficult that makes my life in that respect. We need to, you ought to get him on, and we ought to get him on this program as well as many of the other folks that you have available. We're going to continue talking if we can. I'd like to talk some more about the work that you're doing on the side as well as the Vibe. And we're going to continue talking with Bill Gladstone, and he is together with three other gentlemen who have created this wonderful app. We encourage you to stay with us here. We're going to give you the website again. It is thevibe.me, and I want to verify that by looking here at the website. And no, there it is right there. It is indeed Vibe, VIBE.ME. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Stay tuned.
Tell me your stories. I'll do my best to understand you.
And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. I'm here with Bill Gladstone, member of the quartet that is singing a wonderful tune. A wonderful vibration is coming from these gentlemen through an app that is available online. I think you would do well to, you try it for a few weeks, few months, whatever. See what benefits it avails you and go from there. You can go to Vibe, VIBE.ME, and check it out. I think that if you have, you know, it's interesting, Bill. We are going to be able to have contact with some pretty incredible people, even though they are only they're only sending us messages. You know what I'm saying? So what? You know, we're getting these wonderful messages from these folks that we would not ordinarily. I mean, this is the one big plus side of technology.
Someone as illustrious as Napoleon Hill, who wrote Think and Grow Rich, commented publicly that he owes everything in Think and Grow Rich to the ideas he learned from Charles Hennell. And if you go back to Charles Hennell, he talks about the vibrations that you send out are the key to what people have popularly called the law of attraction. Charles Hennell actually created the first Western presentation of the law of attraction. And it was, for him, the law of love, which was, if you send out positive energy, you'll draw back positive energy. So this vibe is really about attracting positive energy to your life by associating with people who are already vibrating at a high level. So we have people like Eckhart's not in yet, but we have Neil Donald Walsh, we have Barbara DeAngelis, we have many up-and-coming stars who are writing new books. And we're really focusing on people who have positive energy and are able to give each person who subscribes to the Vibe a energy boost and a positive vibration. And science is starting to find that this is not just fantasy. vibration is the key to all of life, and you really can raise your vibration. And when you do, you perform better in every aspect of your life, and of course, your health is improved.
And you get to choose. You can actually go in, as you referred to earlier in the first segment, a channel where you are just getting information from the people or person that you would like to get that information from.
Absolutely, and the kinds of topics. If you're interested in mindfulness and want to learn something about meditation, there are experts on that. If you want, you know, more related to overcoming challenges, we've got someone who's written a book on courage, Ken Foster. He has his own radio show. If you want someone who's more about relationships and how to deal with the relationship issues that most of us end up having, Barbara DeAngelis. So we have a great variety of people. We also have just signed on HeartMath. They're a wonderful organization in Boulder, California, Boulder Creek, California, that emphasizes the relationship between the heart and the mind. And some of their work, including the book that we published, Heart Intelligence, which will be excerpted in the Vibe, just has wonderful, poignant, short tips of how to connect to your heart on a daily basis. And just doing that can have a huge positive impact on your life. But the Vibe is all about, you know, for today's world where you're over flooded with information and too many distractions, what can you do that only takes 30 seconds to a couple of minutes a day that is going to have a positive, calming influence on you and give you that boost that we all want on a daily basis?
Well, you know, I could, Bill, I could pull out my library of classical CDs that I got back in the 80s that I was a member of that club, and I could just throw those on because they say classical music kind of does the same thing, doesn't it? I'm being a little facetious, but...
Yeah, and I actually think playing classical music is a great thing to do in the background, but, you know, if you're going to listen to classical music, you're not necessarily going to be able to control the amount of time that you have to spend doing that.
That's true.
Whereas, you know, the Vibe is, you know, 30 seconds right. to a minute.
But we're also talking about the power of words.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to
Absolutely.
Us from your perspective about that, about the power of words, especially in the context of the Vibe.
Well, you know, one of going back to, you know, Charles Snell and Napoleon Hill and all of these, you know, proven experts, thoughts are things. And in the beginning was the word. Before you get an idea, or once you get an idea, you put it into words. So words are very, very powerful. And all of our life, everything that human beings have created, started with the concept, which was, in most cases, verbalized before it was created. So when you look around, everything really started with words.
And I also thought about this, too, in terms of future communications. You know, people are talking about, you know, telepathy, you know, being able to communicate with one another without opening your mouth. And I thought, well, yeah, but that doesn't seem to me to make sense if you're going to do it with words, that you're going to hear spoken words in your head, because everybody has a different definition for all those words. And so the thought that occurred to me was, well, then maybe you'll be able to transmit what you're trying to get across to someone either through an emotional or even through images that you would share with someone from mind to mind. Because images, even though I guess the same thing is true too there, everybody sees things different. You know, the sky is blue. Well, no,
well,
it's
the
not
colors,
really.
The colors
yeah.
wouldn't be identical.
Exactly.
The shapes might not be identical.
Yeah.
I mean, words are pretty precise. At least they can be.
And, it depends upon who's using them, too.
That's true. Well, words are pretty special. I mean, one of the problems I think we have right now is the misuse of words, particularly when it's words disembodied, out of context, words and emails and I guess all the Twitter communication.
Yeah.
Out of context, words can be misunderstood, and a lot of anguish and anger can be created just through inappropriate use of words. So, well, you know, words are powerful.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we intend to do with the Vibe is, you know, very carefully, I mean, it's not just, you know, these great authors, but we have a team of editors who are very careful that they don't take things out of context, that they do provide, you know, the full thought when we're posting something on the Vibe, so that the listener, or the reader in this case, is able to, you know, benefit.
Exactly.
Because you have to be careful with words. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I deplore as someone who's been in publishing and as an author my entire life is that the standards of everything are going down. I mean, there used to be extra proofreaders at the newspapers. You know, now with the newspaper industry in such trouble, I'm finding typos and errors, you know, almost on a daily basis in major newspapers. That didn't happen 20 years ago. So, you know, I think the whole world is, and you know, in such a hurry that they're not paying attention to the details in the way that they were.
Well, I was looking at a headline on my Google news feed, and it referred to a company, if I'm remembering correctly. And because I mentioned Google, it went like this. It said, Google are about to, and I went back, Google are about, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
No. Google is a single entity in that
right.
context, so it should be Google is about to.
Well, this is exactly the kinds of mistakes that are cropping up. And you know, I'm sure that news feed coming from Google went to a billion people.
Yeah.
It's not like it's your local newspaper that's only being read by 500 or 1,000 people.
Yeah.
And, you know, you used to have better proofreaders for the 500 to 1,000 circulation than you do for the billion. It makes no sense.
It's unfortunate because then things get lost in translation because you know, you don't understand what they're saying. I was speaking to a group here in Santa Barbara at UCSB, and it was referred to as the communications division, if you will. Turns out communications doesn't have anything to do directly with broadcasting. It's all the other ancillary subjects, I guess. Anyway, I asked them several questions, of one of which is, does anybody here, and I'm in a college, I'm at a four-year university, and the question is, does anybody here know what syntax is? Nobody knew.
Nobody knew.
And I said,
in trouble.
I said, yeah. And this was 8 or 9 years ago. So we're in more trouble now than we were then. And so I began to explain that syntax is extremely important, that if you do not select the right words and have the right punctuation, then people are not going to understand what it is that you're saying. And whatever it is that you were trying to get across is going to be lost in the communications. I mean, it's just, you know, you might as well be talking to a wall. And I was so disappointed, you know, because, again, I'm here in the beautiful surroundings and people don't know what this is, and grammar and I have two pet peeves, and I've had them for, well, as long as I've been in the business when it comes to those kinds of things. And one of them is there are no O's. There is no letter O in a phone number. The only exception to that rule is if you have spelled out a word using those numbers on the keypad. Otherwise, there are no O's. For example, I live in the 805 area code. I grew up in the 602 area code. But it's easier to say it that way. It doesn't matter. The second pet peeve is when you, Bill, introduce yourself on your television program. Do you introduce yourself by saying, and you hear it all the time, this is Bill Gladstone for... You're grammatically incorrect, because I tell people you're talking to one person through the camera lens or into the microphone. I am. You want to say, hi, Bill Gladstone here. Hi, Richard Dugan here. No problem with that. First person, singular. And then I learned...
I can't remember, since we taped the shows long time. I may have been correct. I don't know if I did it I Am or This Is. I can't remember.
But it's like
you're
I get...
correct.
Yeah, but
you
I get...
absolutely correct.
I get scripts from my boss, who is a journalism major, graduated as a journalism major. And I don't know whether he does it because he knows it's my pet peeve, and he's just yanking my chain. But when I get the person reading the script in studio, I say, "What's the first line there where you introduce yourself?" And they tell me. I say, "Would you please change that to I am, or I'm," and then we move forward. I'm sorry, but that's me. I can't help it.
What you need to do next time that happens. Turn on the Vibe app, get a little boost of a positive message, and calm down, because this is a problem that's not going to disappear for you.
And I can go to vibe.me and do just that. You folks can all do that as well. But I will say that I do try to stay good-natured about it, good-humored about mm-hmm. it, because it's not brain surgery here. This isn't life and death, you know. And if somebody slips through the This Is or an 805, you know, you're not going to lose sleep over it. But I got into this business back in 1979 because I wanted to make a difference and I wanted to raise the bar. And every year it gets harder. It gets harder and harder. The bar is getting bigger and bigger and heavier and heavier.
But I would recast what you're saying is you want to raise the vibration. We want the highest vibration. We want the highest standards. And, you know, I applaud you for the desire. And I just say, you know, you need to just sort of be balanced about it because, you know, we have to accept, you know, that we live in an imperfect world.
It's not going away.
You know, there are certain things going in a positive direction, certain things not so positive. And, you know, whatever we can do collectively to contribute to the more positive, the better. And that's really the whole motivation behind the Vibe, so that each one of us is coming from our best place, and collectively it makes a huge difference. I think you had mentioned earlier in this show that, you know, people say they want to change the world and that seems too much of a task and grandiose, but each one of us can change our individual world. Each one of us can change ourselves.
Yeah.
And you have 7 billion plus people, each making themselves a little bit more mellow, a little bit more balanced, a little bit more higher vibe. It's going to have a huge impact on the world.
Yeah.
And you just never know. I mean, they've done all these experiments about the 100th monkey and, you know, how if enough people start doing something, automatically the whole world does it, and it can be positive or negative. So let's focus on the positive. And that's why we created the Vibe. We really think we can send out positive vibrations that are going to have a huge impact on the entire planet over time.
Yeah. Yeah, and I, you know, I run into people. I'm for example, I had this one experience, and of course, I thought about a lot of the guests that I've had on and some of the advice that they've given and so forth. And I had signed on for this particular on-demand television service that also came with a live feed from supposedly a local station. When I first signed on, I was hooked up with the live feed from a station in Los Angeles. And I thought, wow, hey, great. I like getting this station. It's not the network information that's changing, but the local stuff, the news and everything, I like that because I like hearing about what's going on down there because I already know what's going on up here, right? And this went on for like 6 months. And then all of a sudden, something glitchy happened. And then suddenly I was getting the local station up in San Luis Obispo. And I'm going, what happened here? So I called the tech support, right, or the customer service. And they said, well, sir, your area code, your zip code, rather, doesn't allow you to get the station down there. And I said, no, that's not true. I just had it. And now it's gone. And now I'm getting the station up in San Luis Obispo, which isn't terrible, but that's not what I wanted. So, well, I'm sorry, sir, but the zip code. No, don't be telling me that. I said, I'd like to have it switched back. He says, I can't do that. And I said, no. It's not that you can't. You won't. You won't do that. It can be done, but you're not willing to do it, or you're not willing to pass me on to tech support. And so that's where we'll leave it, and I'll be happy with San Luis Obispo News and programming. But I find that really interesting when you get people on the phone who are in those positions, and I'd never attack them. Let me tell you, I've taken the position. These people have jobs. This is their job. It's what they do, and there's only so much they can do. To attack them is not going to help you. They may hang up on you saying, I'm sorry, I will not take this abuse. Thank you for calling, blah, 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 and goodbye. I have been able to get things done in ways that I never thought I would because I go in with that attitude.
You know, you are making me think that we really, at The Vibe, need to do a campaign for all of these people at call centers all over the world.
Oh, absolutely.
They are the ones that can really benefit and mellow out a little.
They really need it.
They need it because I know even I have gotten a little irate. I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, whether it's your cable TV or, you know, whatever service, the bank, you know, you get this runaround, and by the time you get to a human being, you're already impatient.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think that those poor people end up getting all the abuse.
I feel bad for them. I really do. And that's why I will tell you that there are times, and this was a suggestion given to me that I've followed, if you get someone on the phone who seems a little agitated, you know, and you don't want to poke the bear, you do what you can. If they're not willing to do anything, you hang up and you call back because you may get a different person, and then you go at it again. There have been times when I have been able to get things that I didn't even know were available because they weren't advertised. They're not part of their general paperwork. For example, I'm 58. All right. I had no idea. And, of course, now I'm letting the cat out of the bag for everybody who's on Verizon. I had no idea that there was a senior discount for Verizon users. And I now have that discount. And I saved myself $40 a month on my cell phone bill.
That's huge.
And it is huge. Yeah. But it was because I was on the phone with this woman and I said, and this is the way I phrased it, I said, is there any way that we might get my bill lowered before I go to another company? And I said it very kindly, but she knew exactly what I was talking about. So she took a look, and then she came back and she says, well, I don't want to offend you, but can I ask you a question? And she just, all she was doing was asking my age. I told her, I wasn't offended. And she says, well, guess what? And then away we went. So you never know. And this is why The Vibe could really help. Because maybe before you make that phone call to the electric company or the gas company or the cell phone company or whoever it is you're calling into a call center because you're upset because whatever it is, open The Vibe because you don't have to wait for the notification. You just click on the app icon, open it up, and you can pull up a topic or just whatever's up there at the moment. And I will tell you, the synchronicity of the universe will probably be in your favor because it'll probably have just exactly what you need. Then take a few deep breaths and then make the call.
You know, in your case, $2, $3 a month for The Vibe, I just did the math, assuming normal actuarial lifespan for you, you just saved about $10,000 to $20,000.
Oh, yeah.
Just on that one phone call to get that $40 a month.
Yeah. So, and then I asked her, I says, is there any way we could make it retroactive? Because they started 55, right? I'm 58, mm-hmm. 3 years. Well, no, we can't do the system. Won't let me do anything like that. Not even going back a couple of months. I says, well, is there any way of you just giving me, you know, a little generic discount? She gave me a $20 discount for the month of November.
Nice.
You know, I mean, and again, all you can do is ask, and all they can say, the worst thing, what are you going to do? What are you going to do if they say no? You're no worse off, okay? Attitude is so important, and I think The Vibe can really help. And again,
I think you've made a really good point. Positive energy draws positive energy.
Yes.
That's what The Vibe's all about. And so just subscribing to The Vibe is going to bring positive energy into your life. And it doesn't mean that everything's going to go perfectly for you.
No.
But whatever things are going, you're going to be looking at things in a more positive way. When we made the movie Tapping the Source, I remember one of our presenters was so poignant in saying, you can't control what happens to you, but you can control how you react to what happens to you.
Yes.
And that is the key to living a life of joy, because you can't control what happens to you. I mean, I mentioned earlier in the show, we just had 4 of our children's homes endangered by the Malibu fires, and one of them has already burned to the ground, and we're not sure of the others. We couldn't control that. But instead of like, oh, my God, it's the end of the world, what are we going to do? We basically had an early Thanksgiving. Everybody came down here, and we just spent time together and, you know, did the best we could in a very difficult, stressful situation. That's the key going forward. That's why you need apps like The Vibe to remind you that, hey, there's always something positive you can focus on. And even when you're going through the most difficult circumstances, there are more healthy ways to deal with it. And this even includes, I unfortunately lost my younger brother this year. He was only 62 and died of cancer. And, you know, it's difficult when someone you love dies, but it's not the end of the world. I don't know how to say this in a meaningful way, but that energy of the person that you love is still with you and goes on. Obviously, you lose all opportunity to be with that person physically, but you don't lose that person forever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even something as small as that can make a huge difference, because when you're in the throes of losing someone you love, it's a difficult time.
Yeah.
So we really see The Vibe as something that can help people in a number of different ways. And we have all these wonderful authors, Neil Donald Walsh, Barbara DeAngelis, a lot of these new up-and-coming authors, radio hosts like Ken Foster. And we're going to be adding more people. We're adding HeartMath. At your suggestion, one of the first things I'm going to do after this interview is I'm going to contact Dr. Shah and his organization and let's start putting some of his health information in.
Oh, absolutely. It can't, I mean, it. Again, as I said before, it's a situation where if you don't feel good, you know, I don't care if I have a soul and I want to raise the vibration in my consciousness and change the world. I don't feel like it. I just don't feel like it. And we get that way a lot, and it does happen. And so, yeah, if we can master, if you will, the physical body and keep it humming along into our 50s, our 60s, our 70s, as you and I are doing, then we see. I have a great grandmother on my mother's side who lived to be 100 years of age. She received that wonderful letter from the governor's office of the state of Arizona at the time, Bruce Babbitt, commemorating her centennial. I guess that's what they call it. Mm-hmm. And I was telling people 5 years earlier at a family reunion that I was going to outlive her. And she was 95 at the time, right? Mm-hmm. And every year that went by and every reunion that we went to, I would say the same thing, but add to it. And she's making it really hard. I have a minimum of 42 years to go, and I'll be damned if I am going to allow this body to slow me down. So I am going to take care of it the best I can, And if I have somebody like Dr. Shah to guide me through that, through The Vibe or in other sources, man, I'm going to take it. And the programmer, people that I've had on this program who deal in all of the various wide and diverse modalities of healing, mind, body, soul, and spirit, I do the best I can to incorporate all that I can as best I can. And try to keep that positive mental outlook. And I think that The Vibe app can be a wonderful addition to whatever it is that folks are doing now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in complete agreement with you. I think that we've really hit upon something here with The Vibe that is going to grow very quickly. It's already, you know, attracting thousands and thousands of people. And it's so easy. And it's working.
Yeah.
I mean, people are reporting back that, you know, just listening to this little app on a daily basis is improving their lives. So we feel, you know, very grateful that we're able to help in this way. And we're very grateful to you for, you know, letting us on your show and spending this hour. You know, we really appreciate everyone who is contributing to creating a better planet that works for everyone. Because it is a collective.
Yeah.
We're all in this together. I mean, we look at all the divisiveness going around, particularly in our state of California. You'd think we were in the middle of a civil war.
Oh, man.
But the reality is we have more that binds us, and there's ways we can communicate across the aisle if you're into politics, as
right,
they say.
Right.
But, you know, The Vibe is definitely a good thing. It doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or an independent. You're going to find something that somebody in one of those other groups would also agree with. And we can work together And the best way to work together is let's raise the vibration so the discussions we have and when we disagree with someone else, it's not personal. It's more about the issues and it's more about how can we work together to protect ourselves, to protect others, and to create a better world.
I think that's, yeah, a thought rolled through my mind that the cosmos doesn't care. If there's a meteor heading our way, it doesn't care whether we're right, wrong, good, bad, left, right, Democrat, Republican, socialist, communist, whatever your affiliation, you have $1 million or nothing, you're going out. I mean, that's the end of the story. That's the cosmos. So while we have this time, we should, I've used this analogy, Bill. The universe has, I'm sure that the universe has sufficient, I'll use class M planets, for each one of us. Bill, you get your own planet, I get my own planet, and everybody listening gets their own planet, and that's the way we're going to live. Well, if that were the reality, that would be the reality, but it's not. We're all here. 7.6 billion of us are all here on this planet. And that says to me, yeah, we need to learn to work together, to play together. And I think that the vibe can go a long way to do that. And we'll do our part, and you continue to work with the other three gentlemen to do your part, and we'll be very grateful. And I am very grateful that your family is indeed safe. I have to tell you that watching those images here in Santa Barbara and I can't believe 11 months, almost 11 months to the day prior to what turned into the Thomas Fire for us here in the Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. And I have to tell you, the Saturday, the 10th of December, 2017, when I saw those television pictures of the fire rolling down that mountainside, I was about to get on my computer and look for my resume, because I'm not kidding you. There were thoughts that this town, the entire coastline was going up. And I would be looking for a new job somewhere else. That's how scary it was. And I know that every time this happens, we come together. I mean, it's just amazing how all of that stuff just goes by the wayside. And we come together and we do everything we can. Did you ever hear this story of a firefighter during those fires last year? This one gentleman, they were saying, hey, you got to get it out. I got to water my plants first. No, you got to get out. So they got him out of there without him watering his plants. Well, he had one of those doorbell cams. One of the firefighters went back and watered his plants for him. I was blown away by that. Who does? And I've seen stories where they've... one guy actually went in and fed his cat and his chicken. I mean, just amazing the things that these first responders have done. And of course, then there's the in-kind return that the community does for them by providing them with all kinds of food and thanks and signs everywhere. That's the community, you know, that there isn't
The innate goodness of human beings is underestimated.
Yes.
One of our grandchildren actually is right there in Santa Monica right now delivering supplies to others, even though his own home may have burned to the ground.
Yeah.
It's remarkable, very proud of him. And we're really positive that by focusing on that which is good, will create good.
And he
one
probably
of the things I learned from Charles Snell is focused attention can change the world. It's the way we wrap up our Tapping the Source movie.
And absolutely.
So we really think that the vibe is making a big contribution to helping people focus their attention on positive outcomes and positive ways of making contributions. Yeah.
And your grandson probably also took the perspective, if my house is burned to the ground, there's nothing I can do, so I might as well shift my attention over here and try to help some other folks. And hats off to him and everybody else that's doing their part during these kinds of very trying times. And hey, we're going to get through it, and we'll rebuild, and we'll move forward, and we'll grow as a community. And who knows? Maybe it'll get us past a lot of that animosity that seems to be part of what's sort of permeating our society. Bill Gladstone, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on the program and sharing your story about the Vibe as well as your story about the work that you're doing to help change the world one book at a time, one film at a time, one author at a time, one listener at a time, and in the case of the Vibe, one app user at a time. And with that,
yeah, and talking
we go
about
a long
films,
way.
We have two new films that we're representing, The Portal and We Rise Up, and after their release, some of the great information from the movies is going to start appearing in the Vibe, too. So it's not just books. It's movies. It's visionary leaders. It's thought leaders. And, you know, the Vibe is just getting started.
Well, let's have you back to talk about those when they're ready to be released.
Okay.
I would love to do it. First of all, and again, you're, you know, in the California area, so if you ever find yourself over here in Santa Barbara, we'd love to have you in studio to continue this conversation and, of course, talk about these new films that will be coming out in the near future. And finally, three final questions for you that I have for all my guests. And again, my thanks for giving us so much time here on Tell Me Your Story. First question is, who is Bill Gladstone?
Oh, you should have started the show. It takes you an hour to that answer that question. But there's different levels. You know, I'm a granddad, I'm a dad, I'm a literary agent, I'm an author, I'm a filmmaker, I'm a husband, and, you know, I like to play golf and tennis and enjoy life. That's who I am.
What is it that you hope to or want to achieve through the work that you are doing now?
That's very clear. We have it right on our website. We're here to help authors and publishers create and distribute books that will help create a better world. And the Vibe is just one of those applications that goes so well with our core mission.
And finally, what is your life's purpose?
I actually think everyone's life's purpose is the same, which is to experience as much joy as possible and create as much joy as possible to share with other humans.
Bill Gladstone, I want to thank you again for joining us, sharing with us about the Vibe app at vibe.me. Our website will be linked to yours as well, and people can listen to the extended version of this interview by going to the podcast locations of SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, as well as the radio show's page at richarddugan.com. And again, Bill, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Richard. It was wonderful hours to spend with you.
I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Until next time, love to Lal and Makushla.